This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
Good morning, good morning. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. This is 101.9 High FM. I'm Adel Kosilski.
And I'm Faggy Stern.
And Faggy, are you breathing? It's the week before Pesach.
You know, it just went, while I was driving here, Adel, I was realizing that we're actually not breathing. I don't know how to breathe.
On Friday, my reflexologist just told me my diaphragm is in my ear. There's still a place for it to go up into the brain if it's only at the ear. Okay, last week we spoke about how to have a more relaxed Pesach by being organized and certain tips. Now, because it's really Erev Pesach, ladies, you have to breathe. And believe it or not, breath work is an up-and-coming modality of healing. After all, it was God that breathed life into us, and we should all know how to breathe. Most of us just hold a breath and breathe very shallowly. And today we are going to have an incredible discussion. I'm really excited because I'm trying to explore this type of healing. We have with us Nadia Oshri. After spending about 12 years in strategic roles in consulting with corporates, she quit her job and went to study in the Amazon jungle, which you are going to hear about. Over the years, she has traveled to the depths of her own shadow, so she says, and she has her wounded inner child. She's cried, she's laughed, she's purged, and she has found ways to share this medicine with others. For her, learning is a continuous journey. She travels every year to Peru, to continue her training and upskilling with her teachers. And she's also very intimate with plants, which you are going to hear about. We are going to be discussing primarily breathwork and then some other modalities that can be used in conjunction. And we hope that this will indeed help you just have a new vista on another modality where we can heal ourselves. A reminder before we speak to Nadia that Faggy and I run a WhatsApp group where we drop something every single day to encourage you, to give you a little bit more information for you just to think about things a little bit more. It is admin run, so you don't have to have pinging the whole day. In fact, you're most welcome to silence it. If you'd like to join, please send an email to info@highfm.com. Give us your name, give us your number, and we will gladly join you. So without further ado, good morning, Nadia. Thank you for joining us.
Morning. How's it, everyone?
Welcome. Thank you for joining us.
You said that very cautiously. Morning. Okay, Nadia, let's start by finding out a little bit more about yourself. Like, what made you flip the switch? What made you change direction? And then we'll take it from there.
Sure. So I worked for many years in very large corporates. I also worked in management consulting, which is incredibly stressful, high-paced environment. And though I loved all of it and I thrived a lot, I went through a lot of times where I dealt with stress, with burnouts, fatigue. I think a lot of us go through this in all our different works. Also, even just being a mother, I think there are few people who haven't dealt with these situations. Over the years, started to find modalities that were slowly helping me. And then I really started to go into the depth of working with my own healing. I just felt a need, like there was more that I could feel. There was more that joy. I think a lot of us, maybe it's in our history, but there's a strong, I faced at least attachment to this idea of suffering, and we live it in a lot of different ways. And so I really wanted to find joy and love and self-love and self-care. And yeah, my path led me to start studying these modalities. And one of the ways, as you mentioned, was to go to Peru, where I learned how to hold spaces, very deep healing spaces, for myself. Obviously, I went first and foremost for my own healing, and then to hold those spaces for others. And then through the years, and through my own training, through my own experience, I have studied and learned a few different modalities. And the theme of, I guess, the work that I've done has become around embodiment. How do we live and breathe healing and life and joy and love? And because I have these two sides of me, when I've gone this, what some would call, I guess, an alternative route, and I have a very deep history in just day-to-day corporate business life, I'm finding a lot of those are also coming together. So how do I help others learn about these modalities and work with different people in integrating these into daily life?
So did you give up your corporate world straight away, like it was an instant switch, or it was like an easing into?
It was pretty radical. I pretty much left my job. I started contracting with some companies. I still do some business work on the side because I like to still have a hold and work in this world, and finding a lot of the modalities. Actually, now I'm starting to do breath work and a lot of other modalities in corporates and in businesses. But yeah, I took a bit of a radical leap of faith.
When it comes to breath work, it's so interesting because it does sound almost like, excuse the pun, airy-fairy, but like, it's like, it almost sounds like it's otherworldly, or what is breath work? Can we kind of delve into what breath work actually does and explain to the listeners that it's a true modality of therapy? So instead of going and sitting and speaking to a psychologist, can we please like kind of understand what happens to a person's body and mind and soul when you do breath work?
For sure. So I actually think, or I feel that breath work is one of the actually simplest and, as you said, hardest modalities, because as you said, it's actually, we realize how often we hold our breath, how difficult that feeling of hyperventilating is, such a common association that we have with panic, or even that constricted tightness that we often feel in our chest. I can't breathe. So it's a very human response to danger, is to not breathe and to go into that panic state. And for me, the blessing of breath work is we can do it anytime, anywhere, and anyone can breathe and anyone can learn this technique. And if there was one medicine, one modality, one thing I would prescribe to everyone on a daily basis, it would be 5-10 minutes of breath work. Without a doubt, it's completely changed a lot of things for me and a lot of things for the people I work with. So really what is incredible about breath work is, and funny enough, I have psychologists who've come to me for breath work sessions and now who refer their clients to me, because they're actually complementary modalities. When you're sitting in a therapist chair, you are cognitively working through a lot of your trauma, your past, your wounding, what's going on in your life. And that's absolutely pivotal to understand what has happened, why you are the way you are, to learn from it. And the reason breathwork is so complementary is then it helps you work through it in your body. So physiologically, what's amazing is the minute you take a few calm, deep breaths, it just automatically calms down your whole nervous system and your whole body. So it moves you out of, you know, a survival state, a state of fight or flight, or when you just want to run away, of panic. It just calms down your whole system without having to do much, which is, it's just an automatic human response to calm your body down. So really, and we can go into obviously a lot more of the details, but there's no mystical, scary, fantastical thing. Literally, breathwork is just breathing in a very conscious, intentional way.
Very, very interesting. We are discussing breath work and what it's all about. We're going to get into the nitty-gritties. We are speaking with Nadia Oshry. This is the Healthy You Wellbeing Show, where we try to teach you that you can actually be in charge of your health. We'll be back just after the short break. This is 101.9 High FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You Show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
Welcome back. We're speaking to Nadia Oshry and we are talking breathwork. Okay, so I guess the word breathwork says you have to breathe. Can we maybe talk about the different types of modality other than it just being a subconscious breathe in, breathe out, and maybe not even let the breath go past the... past your throat, as we all would, you know, we generally do.
So if we talk about this more conscious, intentional breathing, there's so many different ways to cut it, to work with it. There are a million different schools of working with the breath from, I'll throw a couple of terms and then I'll talk about what they are. You know, some people might have heard about holotropic breath work, about this crazy man called Wim Hof, who does this combo of ice plunging and breath work. There's even just in yoga. So most people would be familiar from exercise, right? So in yoga, you do pranayama, basic breathing. In even when you're a runner or any form of exercise, you know, you learn to slow down and manage your breath. So breath work, it's so vast, the different types of breath work. And I actually think what's so interesting, and we can talk, maybe there'll be time at the end to show you just one small technique, but you know, there's small techniques. So just very slow breathing. For example, I'm feeling very panicked. How do I just spend 2 minutes calming down my whole nervous system so I can carry on with a stressful work situation or with a baby maybe who's crying, or with my dog who's causing chaos in the garden, whatever it might be. So how do I take just a few conscious breaths? To what I work with a lot. So I teach the techniques like this that you can do at home. And there are many also apps, amazing apps out there that you can do guided breath. And I work in a way that's guided. So someone will be either online or sitting with me and we'll go through, let's say, 20 to 60 minutes of guided deep breath work. And that is a much more intentional and much deeper way of breathing, where we flow through a whole bunch of different techniques. But what the idea is, when you do a more guided deep breath work, is that's when you can really go deeper within your own subconscious. You can access memories. You can really release emotions. You can release physical. I've had people who've come to me with crazy back pain and have walked out with it completely released. So in this guided way, we use lots of different, and everyone's different. It's not even that I have some secrets, you know, way of doing it. I've just created my own way of guiding people, but there are lots of others out there who use different breaths. Even in yoga, you might spend, 5 minutes doing, let's say, a breath of fire, where you're breathing in and out through your mouth. And that's to energize your body, to bring your life force back into your body after you've spent an hour doing yoga. So it's as wide, you know, as deep and as the breath is, as we could talk for hours about the different techniques and different practitioners, but really it's, yeah, different ways of whatever you want, literally calming yourself, energizing yourself, helping you exercise better, helping you function in the world, in a more, yeah, calm, focused way, even help you be more focused for work, whatever it may be.
I've heard people that have had an experience specifically with you is how they, you know, all of a sudden out of nowhere become extremely emotional and just burst out crying because of a memory that's come up or an emotion that they haven't dealt with, or they've had a certain operation that their body hasn't really dealt with either. So that emotion or that memory comes up and they, you know, through the breathing, kind of release that emotion and walk out feeling a lot calmer and a lot better, you know, having dealt with that trauma.
Yeah, so I think that's one of the most incredible things about breath work, that it's also so manageable. It's you, I always say to my clients, you hold the remote control. So it's not like you are working with a substance. You're not even just the pharmaceutical medications. It's nothing external except you and your breath. And at least what I've seen from our work and what I believe is we store a lot of our trauma in our bodies. So actually an operation is a great example. You know, when we go under, and I've had this experience, we go under for surgery, we're completely unconscious. And during that process, obviously our body goes through something, right? We don't remember it. We come out and yes, we have recovery. So I'll give you a personal example is I had a surgery. I had a tumor removed in my neck. And in one of my own sessions, I felt almost the sense of like I was choking and I didn't know where it came from. And the memory was actually the tube that was put down my throat during my surgery. And it was like my body, you know, you'll read a lot of books out there, the body keeps the score, books around how so much is stored in our body. And when we calm the mind and we go into our bodies, because breathwork allows us to jump literally straight into our body, a lot is stored there. And it allows our body, as opposed to just our mind talking through it and releasing it through that way, it's a very somatic, a very embodied way of accessing, yeah, emotions, memories. And often, especially when I start with my clients with breathwork, is what we do is we scan the body, because usually, and everyone, even I'm sure listeners are sitting there, maybe in traffic or whatever it is you can feel now where you keep your stress, right? Normally it's our jaw or our neck, our shoulders, our lower back, our hips. And so we start there, because if you breathe into those spaces, what you'll find is one, just literally the physical release, sometimes even tremors, trauma release through physical actions. And the other is that those are just storing complex emotions, and it allows those floodgates and those emotions to just, breathwork just unlocks that path. It's incredible.
You mentioned Wim Hof, and I feel like he's kind of revolutionized all of this. I'm not sure if he's the main guy that started a lot of this, like, you know, the ice bar thing and the breathing and the breathwork. But, you know, through the things that I've seen him do, it seems like people really deal with their extreme anxieties. So if anyone that's kind of been on medication for so long, do the type of work and then almost release, you know, also all of that anxiety and don't go back on that medication after because of all the work that they've done. Is that something?
Yeah, I mean, people who come to me with anxiety or depression, I will help as much as I can. If you need to go on medication and that's where you're at, it's totally a path you need to follow. And also, you'd be amazed how much you can deal with that literally through breathwork. And, you know, people are completely surprised. Often people who come to me who's skeptical, sometimes I have husbands or wives who drag their partner with them and are skeptics and go through the most incredible process of, you know, like we said, emotional release, physical release, sometimes even because you can see, it's a visual, almost a psychedelic, but a visual experience of releasing. It releases, you know, all the happy chemicals, serotonin, dopamine, all of these to flood your body. And so it allows you to open up. And yeah, I mean, I can only say, if you don't believe it, you have to try it to really experience and see the magic of it. And that I believe so much that all these modalities have taught me that there is hope for those who are struggling with depression, anxiety, and that things aren't working. There are ways that you can literally do by yourself in your own home to help alleviate a lot of those symptoms.
Just to kind of add to this as well, this morning I was thinking about breath work and I thought to myself, you know, a lot of us don't breathe because we feel like we need to be in control. And that control leads to anxiety. And then the anxiety leads to more need to be in control. So I don't know, I feel like maybe the breath work, and you can correct me, is almost like completely calming ourselves down and saying we can't be in control of the situation, and kind of just calm your body, calm your nerves, calm your anxieties, breathe it through, and then accept what's going to happen to you. Is that?
I mean, absolutely. I think control, and I've suffered from this most of my life, is a fear response, because we feel like if we can be in control, then everything will be okay. And it's also a way of our conscious of protecting us. And so breathwork, and it's funny because a lot of people who come to me, they also say, I'm scared of letting go. I'm scared of letting go of control. And even with breathwork, it can take a while to calm the mind, to also feel like it's okay to let go and to surrender to that process. And so what's incredible is if you can do that in breathwork, you embody the ability of letting go of control through in a very safe held process, and then you can do it more and more. And it's interesting because a lot of people, especially if they're going to make someone, a lot of people come to me with, I don't know, don't know what to do about my job, about my partner, about X, Y, and Z, and then go through breath work. And maybe you've all, and the listeners have experienced this moment where you are in a state of panic. And then when you eventually calm yourself and you just get that moment of clarity, oh, I know what I need to do, I know exactly what I need to do in this situation, but you couldn't do it when you were in the state of frenzy, right? And that in the state of frenzy is when we want to control everything we want to try put in place. But all we need to do actually is calm our nervous system, our bodies, and then we'll know, our mind will be clear, our body will be calm. And that just gives us a lot of clarity also in moving forward.
Now, we speak a lot about anxiety and depression. I think there's a lot to also be said about using breath work to just calm the body, to bring down the adrenaline, the cortisol. You know, we don't realize we just get into our cars, and by the time we have navigated, you know, the streets without electricity, and then, you know, can't find the parking, and then have to push, and then, you know, things aren't working. By the time we get home, we've actually pushed a lot. There are lots of times when I get to bed at night, my head is still like, mm-hmm. it can be 8 o'clock in the morning, you know, like I've just woken up, and it takes a long time to go and say, okay, you can like switch off for the night, you know, like, shoo, you know. So can we talk a little bit about the different types of breathing? As I told, as we spoke just before the show, like, you know, I'm exploring breath work. I have been doing it online and looking at different apps. And there are so many different modalities. You know, some people are going the yoga way with that. I'm not going to pronounce it right. What, that pranayama? Am I right? And certainly I can tell you one thing. If I went near Wim Hof, I would stop breathing altogether. He makes me anxious. I think I need like a much more calming thing. But like, I've tried different modalities. Like, some people breathe for four, stop for four, breathe out for four, stop for four. Then other people are saying, breathe in and out like really fast. You know, other people hold your breath. Like, how do you know what is right? Is it that you just go and test the waters and see what resonates with you?
Yeah, so I'm going to, before I also answer that, I'm just going to pick up on something that you said, which is outside of anxiety and depression, there are simple things that everyone, like what you were talking about, is just decompressing after a day. That's a great example. And a lot of us, you know, that I can't fall asleep because my mind is buzzing, super common. And the other situation, which I love to talk about breath work, is not just about calming, and the calming works. If I tell you how many people have been in my practice and fall asleep and come out of it and say, oh, I just needed some time to replenish and rest. Like, we do not rest enough as human beings. And so it just allows everything to rest. And then the other one, which funny enough, I talk about. So Wim Hof is a much more, it might feel aggressive. He's a funny character, but the breathing, I'm just going to do it. It's going to sound funny on radio, but it's a very quick inhale and exhale. So it sounds like it's almost a in and out. Yeah. Right. And it's actually
truthful. Like, if you don't know how to do it, and you all of a sudden have to do it, you're taking your body to a different level.
Yeah, totally. And Wim Hof, super interesting. There's also breath holds in his. Breathwork you can use for anything. I actually find using his technique, even at home, you can do like a guided Wim Hof for like 5 minutes, is great for energizing your body and calming the mind. I often use it if I need to sit down and do a presentation, but my mind is super busy, or people who are artistic or creativity and need to just open the channels, for example. But I'll talk about another technique now, especially to what you spoke about that decompressing. Yeah, actually, let's talk about that one now, because, you know, there are a million different things and there's no really right or wrong way. And the way that I work is actually a mixture of what I've learned and studied, and then very intuitive based on who is in front of me at this moment, what they're going through, and what do they need. And actually what you said, which is, if you really want to go deep into breath work, I actually recommend to go to a breathwork session, to go to someone, because you can be held in that depth and you don't have to worry, because there are some when you go quite deep in breathwork, you can experience quite strange sensations. You know, you may get lightheaded. You may find literally your hands start buzzing from the energy moving, and that can be quite terrifying if you're not held. So yes, you may be listening to Wim Hof, but you might stop because you're scared about what's going on, what you might be feeling. And so that's why, you know, especially if you're going through something, it's really useful to be held in a safe space by someone. But even for me, okay, so there's this book also, it's called Breathe by James Nestor, which I really recommend. And he does like a scientific experiment about different ways of breathing. And what he actually does, which is super interesting, is for a few weeks, he breathes just through his mouth, and then a few weeks just in and out through his nose. And he measures all the, you know, his blood, his oxygen levels, everything. And what he actually talks about in his book is one of the best breaths you can do, a kind of all rounder, and I love this one, is 6 in through the nose and 6 out through the nose, which I think it's about 10 breaths per minute or so, 10 rounds or something per minute. But for me, that's what I would even start with, especially before you're going to sleep. So you breathe in for a count of 6, and then you breathe out through your nose just slowly. We often also don't, we focus a lot on inhaling and not that slow conscious exhale. If you do that 6 in, 6 out, you know, 10 rounds, or you set a timer for a minute or two, even that can give you the best night's sleep. It can calm your mind. It can change your whole body. So each, I think there's value in everything you find out there. So some people can, you can go and research and try everything, you know, you can try what you find and see what works for you, or you can go, you find your groove. It's like everything. It's like finding your favorite yoga teacher or instructor at a gym, you know, you try and you find the way that works for you, and that might change over time. But all of them are valid. I wouldn't say that there's one breath work technique that's everyone should do. That one, I believe everyone should do, because it's simple and it's easy to access. But yeah.
Well, I've got like a few questions. The first is, what is the difference between inhaling / exhaling through the nose and inhaling, exhaling through the mouth? Like, you know, is there a difference? Does it affect different things, or like what effect does different of effect is there?
I mean, I can talk some of the technical difference is when you breathe through your nose, the nose actually has a lot of filters that are built in. So it's straining out all the toxins and stuff that's in the air. And you know, this book that I told you about, he talks about how his health, the health benefits of breathing through your nose, how he actually watched it through all the tests that he did. And also, so when you're breathing and you're getting oxygen and you're flushing a lot more carbon dioxide out through your body, so you're getting much more clean oxygen in. But for me, the experience, so when you're actually doing breath work, nose breathing is brilliant for calming down. Just nose breathing, very slow breathing through your nose is great for calming down your system. Actually breathing through the mouth is incredibly powerful. And if you are to experience it, it's like you're breathing in a lot more oxygen. You're filling your lungs at a larger capacity. And so it's actually a much more intense experience breathing in and out through your mouth. And so someone like Wim Hof, actually a lot of his breath work is through the mouth, and the expansion and the depth you can go to through breathing your mouth is much deeper, actually, in that I'm talking about the somatic, like the experience of it. And so, yeah, there's pros and cons, I guess, to each and different situations in which you'd use the different types of breath.
Can you speak a bit on mouth taping?
Okay, so I mean, don't ask me as an expert about this, but actually it's funny because this book that I keep referring to, his experiment is what he did when he taped his mouth. And the reason is so he could only breathe in and out through his nose. And then through this, he saw how much, I can't even tell you the statistics offhand, but how much better his whole health, his sleeping patterns, like his breathing.
Can you explain to the listener though about mouth taping, that when you're actually sleeping at night as well, you
literally tape your mouth. Yeah, literally tape your mouth. And so if you do that, because you can't force yourself while you're breathing, I've never done this, by the way. So
also, no, it's not like you're actually taking like cello tape and taping your mouth. You actually have, it's a specific tape that if you did need to breathe through your mouth, you could.
I think every Jewish husband would want to watch
his mouth. Listen, I'm sure there also benefits. Well, I'm sure there are benefits for snoring. I'm sure there's a lot of benefits. Like, I've never done it. I don't know that I'd recommend anyone just like tape your mouth closed, but you can.
But apparently, sleep is completely different if you do mouth taping.
I'll take your word for it. I can tell you about my experiment.
Well, we have to go for a bit of a break. We are speaking with Nadia Oshry, and we are talking about breathwork. This is the Healthy You Wealthy Show, and this is 101.9 High FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You Show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
Welcome back. We're talking breathwork. And the other questions that I want to ask you, Nadia, then is, for example, I saw somebody on Instagram talking about that if one wants to like get focus, right? There's also, you spoke about breathing in and out. You spoke about the differences between nose and mouth. What about holding your breath?
Right. So there are two different types of breath holds. The one that we mostly used to is we breathe in and hold our breath, right? The other one, and actually Wim Hof uses this a lot in his techniques, is if you breathe in and exhale and hold your breath on the exhale, it's holding on empty. It's a really, really powerful technique. I mean, physiologically, I think it will expand your lung capacity. And it's incredible because if you do these breath holds, you actually will notice over time that you can hold your breath for so much longer. So you might start being able to hold for like 20 seconds. And, you know, after weeks of doing this consistently, you can hold your breath 3 to 4 minutes. And if you think about people who use these kind of techniques very practically, like free divers, or people that in their jobs need to actually learn to hold their breaths, it's actually quite a useful technique in some ways to know that you can feel safe holding your breath. And also when you're in the midst of quite a deep breathwork exercise, I like to call those holds the space between. It's where you're almost suspended in the state of not breathing, but not because you're panicked and you're holding your breath, and allows your whole body, it allows the oxygen to flood through your body, allows the spaciousness, this pause, which we don't do a lot in life. And it's what I actually believe it unlocks a lot of what we were talking earlier, that those moments of pause and holding your breath is what really, really unlocks things like memories, what we're talking about earlier, and emotions. It really allows for, when you're in the experience, it helps with the depth. And yes, it's incredible. It's incredible also with what I actually find with a lot of these, you know, different modalities, even things like ice plunging, things like even climbing a mountain, running, of which breathwork also is incredible to help, is just that ability of feeling like I've accomplished and I've stretched myself. I think even that just builds so much resilience and builds, wow, I can hold my breath for 2 minutes. I didn't know I could do that. Even that sense of accomplishment, it's like what you get, that feeling when you're at the top of a mountain or you've done something hard. Imagine being able to do that in a small way every day. It just builds such incredible resilience, feeling of accomplishment, self-trust. And that for me is part of the process, not just the physiological part, but even just doing something consistently. One, obviously, the benefits come a lot in the consistency, but also through that process, it's like, look what I can do. And also, we spoke about control, not that we're in control, but look how I can shift my day, my evening with a couple breaths. I mean, it's such a powerful tool to know that you can do that in whatever situation you have.
Very interesting. And there's a lot of hype around breathwork classes. Like, is there a difference? I mean, I guess if you're really bogged down by something, it probably would be beneficial for you just to do it yourself, as opposed to doing it in a group, or like the group, if you're still doing it in a group situation, everybody will just, you know, get to whatever point they need to get to.
It's exactly, I mean, I use yoga a lot as the example, but it's the same as, and I think of COVID a lot, right? When we all did, okay, in COVID, I think we were all, at least I can speak for myself, a lot more motivated, and I had a lot more time. But, you know, the difference between doing some yoga online, let's say, or doing a class online, even whatever it is, even studying online, whatever it is you can do it. And I really believe a lot in home-based practices. I actually teach most of my clients, I want them to go and do breath work every day and not necessarily come to me all the time, for sure. And you can get huge benefit. And like I said, not just from doing it once or twice, but very consistent, you know, almost daily practice. And then also the benefit of going to a class or going to someone that's facilitating is that feeling of being held and the feeling of safety is you can really let go a lot more. You can go much deeper because you're being held in a safe space and you're being guided through this process. And even for myself, I can't go to the same depth, even by myself, and I've been doing this for years, I can't go to the same depth as I can as I'm sitting, you know, with someone who's guiding me. Then it just helps me really switch off my brain. And also breath work, We haven't spoken about this, but breathwork, especially for a long period of time, is hard work. It's using a muscle that, and that's why consistency helps, because you're also growing a muscle. It actually takes effort. Like I say to this to most people who are sitting in front of me doing breathwork, is it takes effort. It's tiring in doing it. And often the benefits, it's like doing a run and the first kilometer, you're basically, why am I doing this? I hate every second. I'm never going to make it. This is hell. And then however many kilometers later, you're like, that was the best. You feel all the endorphins, you know, you get all the benefits, and breathwork can feel the same. It can feel hard. So what a breathwork facilitator often does is being a champion, actually, to just get, you know, to just get you through the process so that at the end you can feel the benefits and you can just rest afterwards.
It's like having a personal trainer. If I went for a run on my own, I'd come home 5 minutes later. But if you have a personal trainer who can push you and make you go further and motivate you, it makes a big difference.
We've got a couple of minutes before we go to the break. Let's just quickly talk about ice bath.
Sure. What do you want to know?
Everything. I was actually telling somebody today, I went for a different type of thematic session this morning. I said, please can I have a hot tea and can you put it on my feet? Because when I'm cold, I don't function.
Ada, you once mentioned you were never going anywhere near an ice box.
It's so foreign to me.
So I'll tell you, I have always had issues with my circulation and I've always had issues being cold throughout my whole life. And the first time I did a plunge, it was actually in a Wim Hof workshop where I was learning, was I was terrified. I honestly wanted to run away. I was like my health, and I've done quite a lot of extreme things in my life. I was petrified. And then it's funny because I bought an ice plunge in my house and I couldn't get in the start. And I tried and I knew what the benefits were. And then eventually when I started, I was going through actually a breakup and a divorce, and I was going through a hard time. And I was like, well, nothing could be worse than the pain I'm feeling now. I just got in. And honestly, it completely shifted me. And I actually, after about 6 weeks, I saw incredible changes in my body, stress levels. Like I said, it's like that feeling of climbing a mountain. But an ice plunge is, and you need to do breath work before and after. And the breath work helps actually prepare you. And then afterwards, heat up your body that you can't imagine. You can actually heat up your body with breath work from the inside. So if you're cold, there's also breath that you can do to heat up your body so you don't have to suffer. Yeah, I mean, ice plunging is amazing. The benefits from a muscle, you know, a lot of athletes use it to recover after a lot of strenuous working out. And also it is one of the quickest things. If I were to say breath work helps this, ice plunging within minutes can completely, you can go from a panic, stressful state to calm, peaceful state. It releases dopamine and serotonin apparently for at least 2 hours. It's the most brilliant stress, even weight loss.
Weight loss and liver apparently has amazing effects on your liver.
I did try have some, like in the morning after I finished gymming, I have a shower. So I always love a hot shower. Like I've got to like shower at 70 degrees to feel good. And now in the summer, I've stopped doing it already because it's way too cold for me. I would switch off the hot water and just let the cold water, which isn't really cold, I mean, it's like tap water if you want. And that was enough to put me, I mean, I just did it for a minute or two. Like I trained myself. I started like at about 20 seconds. I couldn't tolerate it. And I pushed myself to about 2-3 minutes. Yeah. The thought in the cold now to go do such a thing.
My brother claims that everyone in the whole world needs an ice plunge.
Go ahead.
Yes, I'll tell you what the feeling, because everyone has felt this when you've gotten into, I mean, if you've swum in Cape Town, if anyone's swum in Cape Town or anywhere, or that feeling of jumping into a swimming pool. Firstly, I don't think anyone regrets a cold swim, but that feeling, you know, when you come out, that it's like that feeling, it's like you've washed away all your problems from the day and you just feel so good. That is what it does. But obviously it's extreme. But highly recommend.
I'm going to find somebody who says that boiling hot showers are very good. This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show. This is 101.9 FM.
This is the Healthy You, Wealthy You show with Adel Kosilski and Faggy Stern.
Welcome back. We have just a couple of minutes, and I know, Nadia, you said you wanted, like, maybe are you able to teach us how to breathe in 2 minutes? Just give everybody something that, you know, when you're sitting at the Seder and your relatives are driving you mad and your chicken is burning, you can just practice breathing.
Yeah. Also, when you don't also have someone come running into the Pesach kitchen with their bread and need something from you, and they're hungry and they're tired, and when you learn how to breathe, how do we do
it? Okay, tell us.
I mean, you laugh, but it's the same way I tell my people who work in whatever, in corporate or in the office, to like go to their car or go to the bathroom and hide out and do like a few minutes of it. So all situations.
When I come home, that's the place I hide out, and I just sit in my car for a couple of minutes. It might end up being a half an hour. I'm not sure.
Okay, let's use the last 2 minutes.
So for you two, I'm going to suggest you close your eyes. Obviously, if you're driving, don't close your eyes. This is very driving, but you can keep your eyes open. So yeah, if you just take a moment, close your eyes and take a deep breath in through your nose and sigh out. And again, another deep breath in. And sigh it out. And one more deep breath in. And sighing out. And just taking this moment, just connect yourself to this present moment. And now we're just going to take a few breaths. So you're going to breathe in through your nose for a count of six. So breathing in. 3, 4, 5, 6. And hold at the top. 2, 3, 4, and then slowly exhale through your mouth for 6 seconds. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And again, breathing in through your nose. Slow deep breaths, and you want to feel your belly expand, even putting your hands on your belly to feel it expand, and hold at the top, and then slowly exhaling through your mouth. We're just going to do one more, just breathing in through the nose. And as you're breathing in as if you're breathing fresh, new energy into your lungs, your belly, your chest. Holding at the top, just feeling that spaciousness at the top, and then breathing out. And then just sitting in stillness for a moment, just feeling maybe if there's shifts. Yeah, and you can slowly open your eyes.
I think that's the quietest you've been in a long time, Adel.
We did it. No, it certainly does bring you inward, and it does calm down things. Okay, so there we have it. Nadia, we're really, really appreciative of your time. If people want to get hold of you, how can they?
Sure. So a few ways. You can WhatsApp me on 083-333-9448 or email me at nadia@beguided.co or find me on Instagram, nadia@beguided.
And we were discussing before the show, it's not something set in concrete, but maybe we will make some type of class that listeners of High FM can come to and, you know, just experience it. I think it's an incredible experience. I think it's important. And we really thank you for your time and your wealth of knowledge.
Thanks so much, lady.
Erev Pesach, so Chag Kasher V'Sameach. You should have a very stressless Pesach.
Amen.
All your food should be well. It should be good. Everybody should be happy, and we should remain calm. And if you don't know, you know what to do.
Now we know what to do. Thank you, Nadia.
Or else just breathe.
This is 101.9 Chai FM, and this is your Healthy You, Wealthy You show.